Rod Nelson. A blues man, a blues cat, that was me. I'd paid George Harrison's dues. I knew the blues down and out, no scratch, down to seeds and stems, a six-cylinder car with only five that worked, then none, a pair of hole-ridden jeans to wear, while the other pair, the good faded pair, did circles in that mold-smeared laundromat with the needles in the bathroom and the broken beer bottles on the moss-covered sidewalk out front. At home, my only food, a pot of beans simmering on a once-white stove, dyed gray with grease in that dark, dank Seattle apartment with filthy bed sheets, not washed since my girlfriend had abandoned me, my woman had left me, tore me down to the ground, sleeping on the couch because that bed, our bed, too cold, too lonely. A jug of MD 2020 by my head. No money for one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. While that cat, her cat, also abandoned, cried lonely in the night and got no comfort from my traumatized soul. My brain rotting from cheap wine. My brain rotting from the humiliation of infidelity. Lucretia McKeevil, honey, where you been all night? Your hair's all messed up, darling, and your clothes you're wearing just don't fit you right. And that cat, that pathetic screeching cat, also split because there was no loving for it at this address. And knowing that one day, someday, judgment day, I'd have to answer to the man about my lack of compassion, and I'd have nothing to say. There's no redemption from regret. And me tortured by the steady water drip of lies about coming home, won't you reconsider, baby? We was together for so long, and finally longing for the hot carbon monoxide breath of suicide. But my car, remember my car? My passage to the hereafter had died. So I knew the blues. I understood. I felt what Christofferson had written and Joplin had sung. And I'd gladly trade a month of my tomorrows for that one single yesterday, holding Bobby McGee's body next to mine. But the internet, lyric check, told me that Chris and Janice had offered up all their tomorrows, all of them, for a single yesterday, and that just didn't seem like a fair trade to me. I was no blues cat, just a dumb hillbilly white boy trying to be cool with a lot more suffering to do before I paid my dues, before I could sing the blues.